Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show once again. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. Healthy aging. We've been doing a lot on aging, body, mind, spirit, for everyone, not just people over 40, over 50, etc. We have a lot of young people who listen to this show that want to learn about health and all the good things. And we also are talking about creating a better world. Our guest today is Christina Gaikas. She has got all kinds of great stuff about her. She is a clinical and transpersonal hypnotherapist, counselor, teacher, and much more. And I'll read off all the degrees and certificates in a few minutes. Let me make a few announcements, and then we'll get our guest on. It's a great show today about quantum healing, about transpersonal hypnotherapy, about deep in hypnotherapy, how it really helps people. And she's done some amazing things about past lives, and she can. I'm just excited to get into this show today, so hang with us. All right, a couple announcements. Next week we have Ellie Lax. She runs the Gentle Barn. It's a recluse for animals that nobody else wants. And she's got over 200 animals now. When I had her on the show a year and a half ago, she had 77 animals. She heals them better than most human beings get healed anywhere, with machinery, with water, with lasers, you name it. She'll give that rundown next week, but she and I are going to talk about how we can make this a better world. We're going to talk about love, about the animals, being a vegan, and we're going to really get into, which we did about 5 or 6 months ago, we did the show, however, it didn't get on because of the various problems that were going on at the time. If you all recall, we talked about how Gary Knowles and Progressive Radio Network were being hacked very badly, and our show too, where it didn't come on, or there were just major problems at the studio. The last 6, 7, 8 weeks have been really perfectly well. In fact, I'm asking you to go into the archives because I've had the best series of 7 or 8 shows for 7 or 8 weeks, including today coming on and next week, of super guests. We try to give you the best information about the newest things going on, about things you don't hear about new, very, very new, cutting-edge things that are going to help you live longer, quality life on mind, body, and spirit. All right, I have more announcements, but I'll give them as we go along the show and at the end of the show. So let me introduce our guest again, Christina Gaikas. She is a clinical and transpersonal hypnotherapist, counselor, teacher, many degrees in hypnotherapy, and many other certificates all over the place. Her list of accomplishments and degrees and certificates are just enormous. A BA in psychology, metaphysical school that she went to, certified hypnotherapist, certified transpersonal hypnotherapist, member of the Teachers Advisory Board, School of Multidimensional Healing Arts and Sciences, on and on and on. And this is tremendous. Welcome to the show, Christina. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Bobby. It's nice to be here with you.
Oh, you're very welcome. You deserve it. I look for the best, and you're one of them, for sure.
Oh, so, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's get into the first thing to let our listeners know about a little briefly how you got into your work and more about you and your work, and then I have some real good questions for you.
Okay, sure. I got into my work about 25 years ago. Prior to that, I was a psychology student. I had wanted to be an adolescent psychologist, working with children in the middle school grades. But while I was attending Cal State Fullerton, working on my psychology degree, I got very involved with past life regression, and that brought me into hypnosis. I became a certified hypnotherapist and found that with hypnosis, we can heal much more quickly. in only a few sessions. So I chose that path instead. I chose to go into hypnotherapy instead of psychology. And I just love it because people can see and feel results from the very first session. They may not be 100% because it's not a magic wand. It takes a few sessions, but they can feel a difference. And it's enormous when you can see that sigh of relief, that smile on their face.
That's super. And I'm looking very forward to getting a session with you. You were recommended by Frances Quinn, who in her own right was a great, great all-around body, mind, spirit, for lack of a better word. She's also got a great list of things that she does.
Yes,
so,
she does.
Yes, and yeah. Your list of accomplishments is super. So, for our listeners, this is Christina Gykus. Did I pronounce it right, Christina?
Gykus.
Okay, good. Yeah, Gykus, okay. Gykus, mm-hmm. It's a Greek name,
yeah.
By the way. We'll get into that
name,
later.
Uh-huh.
That's a great culture, as we all know. All right, let's talk about a little more about hypnotherapy, transpersonal hypnotherapy, if you could, please. And then we've got some other interesting things. Go ahead.
Okay, well, transpersonal hypnotherapy, transpersonal means going within to heal. It's finding the information inside yourself. And so we work with anything that the individual wants to work on. It could be stress, fear, grief, anxiety. It could be high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep, aging. It could be work-related, family-related, relationship issues. It could be ADD, ADHD, obsessive-compulsive behaviors. It could be focus, concentration, study, memory, or recall. It could be sports performance or public speaking. It could be weight, smoking, drinking, or gambling. And, of course, I also do past life regressions and other modalities, meet your spirit guide, find your soulmate, finding out, answering questions, who am I, what is my purpose, why did I choose these parents? Why am I experiencing this during this lifetime? So many questions. By understanding previous lives, we can accept or heal our, you know, present-day issues. So there are many different things that I can help individuals with. I have lots and lots of tools in my toolbox. In addition to hypnosis, I'm also a certified timeline therapist and relationship specialist, and I have also studied NLP. So there's a little bit of a difference between Western medicine and hypnosis itself. We do, with Western medicine, have so much assistance in eliminating symptoms, but these drugs that we use and the therapies, they're like a bandage. They eliminate the symptoms, but they do not address the cause of the disease. So we must continue the treatment in order to maintain an acceptable level of health. While in hypnosis, an individual can access information not readily available to the conscious mind, identify the root cause of the dis-ease, understand the issue from a new perspective, release any negativity associated with it, and replace distorted beliefs with positive beliefs, thoughts, and actions, thereby creating abundant health, peace of mind, confidence, and self-esteem. This, of course, is the core of the mind-body connection. And I'd like to give you a couple of examples of how this works. I had a client come in about 20-some-odd years ago, who for about 6 months was unable to speak. So while in hypnosis, we found that the root cause was directly related to a bad business transaction involving a business partner who persuaded him to lie in order to close a deal. This man was so uncomfortable with his participation in the transaction that he punished himself by not allowing himself to speak. So we worked with that, released the negativity, and he was able to move on and speak again as he had all the years previous to that. So again, as I mentioned earlier, hypnotherapy is not a magic wand, but in just a few sessions, he was able to speak again, and he knew, because he knew why he couldn't. Subconsciously, he was preventing himself from speaking.
Well, this is great. This is super. Great story there. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. We do a lot on body, mind, spirit. And today, with Christina Gigas, we're talking about hypnotherapy. We're talking about quantum healing. We're talking about past lives. We're talking about how you can help yourself with your mind and your state of health to keep yourself better. I'll let her give examples of that. Now, Christina, you just mentioned NLP. Let me say this. I met Tony Robbins and worked with him 25, 30 years ago on a few things, and he was doing firewalking, and he also talked about NLP. Tell our listeners, what is NLP? Because the letters don't help us describe it. Please.
Neuro-linguistic programming. It's based on the Milton model, and that is Milton Erickson, who is one of the pioneers of modern-day hypnosis and who also brought it to the field of psychiatry and the medical profession. And it's very, very closely related to what we do with hypnosis in identifying what is causing an issue and changing the perception or replacing that thought with another positive, replacing a negative thought with a positive thought, or a negative behavior with a positive behavior.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Good description. Next question would be about quantum healing. Can you describe it and give some examples of that, please?
Sure. As you know, I am now affiliated with the Quantum Healing Center in Irvine. Our mission there is to bring cutting-edge, scientifically proven healing techniques to everyone, anyone who is looking for drug-free, pain-free, mental, emotional, physical, and psychological health. Now, quantum healing is a neuroscience. It is mind-body medicine, nothing new. The origins of mind-body medicine go back to the ancient times. But at that time, it was really a belief, a kind of a knowing. Today, we have medical and scientific proof. Research began at Cambridge in the 50s, and scientists have found that genes and DNA do not influence our lives. In other words, we do not inherit, and we are not predisposed to disease. Instead, it's the communication of neurons, brain cells, sending electrical and chemical signals to cells throughout the body that influence our state of being. And our mood and our thoughts are a huge part of this process, creating a kind of seesaw effect on our well-being. For instance, I can give myself a headache right now just by thinking about it. It's the thought, and it releases the chemicals that create that feeling of not being well, or actually a state of not being well. And in the same way, I can relieve pain by using thought and visualization to release it. So our perception and our response to the environment affects our health, both positively and negatively. So simply stated, by changing how we perceive and react to our environment, we can change the chemicals released by the brain. and we can restore and maintain health 95% of all dis-ease. So, you know, we have that option to create balance and maintain healthy at all times. You see, our brain is the largest chemical manufacturer. It releases chemicals in the blood, and these chemicals change the composition of our cells, the same way that pharmaceutical drugs do. So if we're feeling good, we're feeling positive, we're feeling peaceful, we're happy, we're in love, or we love what we're doing, we create endorphins that modify the activity of the immune system, boosting healing and maintaining an equilibrium, a homeostasis, a well-being. Conversely, if we're feeling negative thoughts like anger or hostility or resentment or shame or guilt or depression, we create stressful molecules. And these create dis-ease by compromising the immune system. They cause inflammation. So to prevent disease and to maintain well-being, we need to be aware of our thoughts and emotions, because our mind is so powerful, it actually creates that which we believe. So let me give you a couple of examples. About 20 years ago, a friend of mine received the terrible news that she had a mass on her breast by more than one specialist. She had more than one specialist diagnosis. However, she didn't panic and she didn't start feeling, oh, woe's me. Instead, maintaining her equilibrium, she immediately began healing meditation daily, focusing intently on reversing the mass. And by her pre-op appointment, the mass was gone. And I'm happy to report that it has never returned. Stress is the cause of all disease and can create a different outcome. For instance, on a hot day in August, the woman I knew was in bed, covered with several blankets and using a heating pad to keep warm, yet she was still shivering and experiencing severe acid reflux. All these symptoms were brought on by sudden muscle pain. When the doctor assured her that the pain she was experiencing was caused by manual labor and was not life-threatening, the chills were gone, the acid reflux was gone, and she was out of bed interacting with guests. Mind over matter. We create that which we believe, which we fear. Fear is a horrific stressor. In this case, her fear-based thoughts brought on all the debilitating symptoms. As soon as she changed her thoughts, her health was restored. Another example I have of that comes to mind is that of a woman I met a few years ago who was having difficulty breathing. Now, pulmonary test results were all negative. While in hypnosis, we found that she was certain that she had COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, something she heard a lot about on TV because, you know, they're selling drugs for this. Well, one cause of COPD is exposure to secondhand smoke. And since she lived her entire life amongst heavy smokers, she was sure that she actually had COPD. And this belief, the thought, sent signals to her body that began manifesting the symptoms. So that's why she found it difficult to breathe. Once she understood that her fearful thoughts were causing the symptoms, not the disease itself, she was able to release the erroneous belief that she had COPD and her breathing returned to normal. We are masters of our own brain-body connection. We can change the distorted patterns of intelligence, restoring health by sending positive messages through thought and visualization of health. to any cells that have strayed from their healthy origins, and to the subconscious mind that assists us in accepting and integrating the new information. In fact, I've created a CD called HypnoHealth. It's a self-hypnosis CD that guides people on a journey throughout their entire body, helping them create and maintain optimum health through positive visualization. And as most people probably already know, the Mayo Clinic has found that hypnotherapy has the potential to help relieve the symptoms of a wide variety of diseases and conditions, and that it can be used independently or along with other treatments.
That's great. Wow. This is Let's Create a Better World, Healthy Aging, Body, Mind, Spirit. And I'm Bob Elias, our host, speaking to Christina Gekas. She is a clinical, clinical hypnotherapist. She does so many things. And speaking of thoughts, that is really wonderful. Let me say a few more things before I go into thoughts just a little more. And then we're going to also, for listeners, we're going to get into living or staying in touch with your departed loved ones. But let me say a few things first here. Thoughts. Our listeners know, because we talk about thoughts a lot. One of my co-hosts, Stefan Rudolph, and I both have done a lot of healing on our own self by changing the thoughts in our mind. And we talk about that on this show. It's so important how people, we talk about stress and how if you erase all the stress and the arguing and the bad thoughts and the negativity and turn it around into happiness and love and peace and good thoughts and positive thoughts, you can live 5-10 years longer as opposed to the other way, living 5-10 or more years less. People die of things of this sort. And we talk about that too. Now, the thoughts, the way myself and a few other friends that I know, because I've actually turned on a lot of people to some tapes by not only Louise Hay, but Wayne Dyer and Albert Toll, because I really studied them a lot 20 years ago. And then when The Secret came out 10 years ago or 9 years ago, I got into it more again. And this is, your thoughts are so powerful. Well said, Christina. Body. Now, a lot of our listeners, let me say this. We know, Christina, that for many years, the medical industry, the corporations, they did not like acupuncture. They did not like chiropractic work. But guess what? Little by little, they came back in the mainstream. And your profession, the hypnosis, they thought that was a quacky thing, a weird thing, a bad thing. So, but it's proving, you're proving.
It's proven. It's proven. Science has proven it. And with hypnotherapy, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of scientific results that have that are available, papers that have been written, research that has been done that's available for so many different things, not just weight loss, not just quit smoking, not just stress or pain, but many, many different things. And by 1988, neuroscience became a separate course for undergraduates. The medical profession has embraced quantum healing and hypnotherapy, and courses are taught by the AMA. And even past life regression, scientific proof of reincarnation has been provided by Dr. Ian Stevenson. Now, he had served as chief psychiatrist at the Hospital of the University of Virginia, but in 1964, he chose to devote himself entirely to scientific research into psychic phenomena and reincarnation. So Stevenson traveled the world gathering data on spontaneous recall only. That is, people who recalled previous lives on their own, not by doing a past life regression. And within a short period of time, let's say about 7 years, I think it was 1971, he had over 2,500 cases on file. And the results were that reincarnation is real. Most of the individuals he worked with were children. As children, we remember more easily. Up until the age about 3, after 3, things start to blur because we are bombarded with so much information, so many things that we're learning every day, and that just gets pushed back further and further back. And some of the ways that he was able to validate what he was finding was by tracing the information given and finding that there were people with the names and with all of the events that were presented. And if they had any physical scars, he was able to find that those scars were there during their previous lifetime and how they were created. So it's really quite fabulous what he did. And it's great because by understanding our previous lives, we can heal our present-day lives. We could accept what's going on. And if nothing else, we could at least know that this information we're getting is real. It's not a figment of our imagination. And I'd like to give you a couple of examples of how past life regression can bring about healing.
Please do.
Thank you. A woman had come to me. Her name is Chris, and this particular video is actually on my webpage. She felt that trepidation was preventing her from stepping into her authentic space and fulfilling her life purpose. So by doing this past life regression, Chris was able to review the exact past life where the karma for the trepidation was created. She found herself in Atlantis as a priestess. And at that time, there was a council of elders who taught the priests and priestesses what to worship, how to worship, and to follow them, to listen to them, to believe in their truth and wisdom. And although her instinct was telling her that what the council was teaching was wrong, fear prevented her from questioning them or even contradicting them. And being a committed priestess, she just followed the orders without wavering. Well, she found out the lesson of that lifetime was to trust herself, to follow her own heart, and to stand up to that which was in her heart. And she has been doing that. This, she had volunteered to do this video, and knowing that it was going to go online, and that was about 8 years ago, I believe. Yes, it was about 8 years ago. And she has been able to move into her own space, her authentic space. She has been fulfilling her life's purpose. Now, another woman I would like to tell you about, her name is Emily, and she was under physician's care for hypertension for about 8 years. Upon the slightest exertion, like walking short distances, she would develop a very pronounced chest pain and labored breathing. The pain and difficulty breathing would subside if she stopped to rest for about 10 or 15 minutes, but she had to do this frequently. Her doctors clinically diagnosed this as a classic case of coronary heart disease. They ordered a number of tests to pinpoint the problem, including an angiogram, echocardiogram, stress tests, and numerous EKGs, none of which detected any malfunction of her heart. However, to ease the chest pain, Emily was prescribed nitroglycerine, a medication that had no therapeutic effects. She asked to do a past life regression to find out where this was coming from. She found that in a previous life, she was traumatized at the age of 3. After witnessing her father trying to choke her mother.
Oh my.
And she was afraid of her father, until 8 years of age, when he actually choked both his wife and his daughter. So in that lifetime, her age and her life ended, her physical life, not her soul, because the soul is eternal. Her physical life ended at age 8. She was choked by her father. So in a letter dated several months later, about 6 or 8 months later, she wrote to me, "Since that session, I have had no episodes of angina, chest pain, or labored breathing when I am walking or exerting myself physically in any way. It is my belief, which is substantiated by my experience since the hypnotherapy session, that I am cured of this problem. It convinces me that we have within us the power to heal ourselves and to be whole." And actually, I have a client who was working on a pain issue. He had said to me that he is convinced that hypnotherapy should be a first choice and not a last place to look for healing.
Right.
That people should consult a hypnotherapist first, because he had been seeing doctors and had spent thousands and thousands of dollars trying to relieve this back pain that was created by an automobile accident. And although, as I said before, and I'll say it again, hypnosis is not a magic wand. It takes several sessions. In his case, the pain went away in one session, and he was able to get back to his life. He was able to stop taking the pills that were so debilitating, and he was able to get back and enjoy his life. So, you know, this is so wonderful. And anyone out there who would like to also experience how wonderful it is to assist people, to help them on their path to feel better, to be better, I offer hypnosis certification training in Irvine, California. I do have a class coming up in April, but I have classes coming up throughout the year at various times. Right now, the most recent one is in April, and it'll be held at the School of Multidimensional Healing Arts and Sciences. Again, it's in Irvine, close to the airport, and if anyone is interested in signing up for that class, they can call the school directly at 949-752-5272, or they can call me at 949-436-2148.
We've got another 15 minutes. Christina, we've got another 15 minutes plus. Continue, mm-hmm. if you can, now and at the end of the show, give also your other things that you advise people to look on your webpage and your literature. Go right ahead and take a couple minutes to all the different therapies and wonderful things that you can provide.
Okay. Well, as I said, whatever someone comes in that they want to work on, I can help them. I can help them with medical issues, with emotional issues, psychological issues, relationship issues, work-related issues. I had a woman come in years ago with a job-related stress that was so bad she could hardly look at me, and she was crying most of the time. And, you know, we found out where it came from, and we began to release it. And about 3 sessions in, she said to me, "You know, I'm not getting as many migraine headaches as I used to." Well, I did not know about migraine headaches, that she was having them. And I said, "Oh, are you having migraine headaches?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "Well, how often?" And she said, "Oh, every day." And I said, "Well, how often are you getting them now?" She said, "Well, about twice a week." Well, there's an added benefit. She was working on releasing stress. And guess what? The migraines were related to that stress, so she was able to relieve herself of those migraines as well. So really, whatever anyone wants to work on, I can help them.
With I agree.
Hypnosis, it is possible.
I want to tell our listeners to take her up on the offer, call her. Her work is wonderful. Her reputation is wonderful. Mm-hmm. She does so many things. All you have to do is tell her what you're there for, what the problems that you have, and go into more than one, and she will help you. I guarantee you.
I offer a free 30-minute consultation, and of course it can be done in person, or it can be done over the phone, or it can be done via Skype. My webpage, let me give you my webpage. It's Gnosis Hypnosis. Gnosis is spelled G-N-O-S-I-S. Hypnosis, one word, .com. Gnosis means to know. It is not scientific knowledge. It comes from a place where universal knowledge exists.
Give that again.
Gnosis hypnosis.
Spell hypnosis, both words for our listeners, please. Slowly.
G. Gnosishypnosis.com. Gnosis Hypnosis. I have I have two videos on that page. One is a past life regression that I just talked about, and the other one is Connect with a Departed Loved One. I ask for volunteers to participate doing these videos, and the woman who participated to do the Connect with the Departed Loved One, she is a friend of a friend of mine who had wanted to connect with her mom, and so that's on my webpage also.
Great, and your phone number one more time, slowly, please.
949 436-2148.
Listeners, get your pen and paper out. If you didn't get that, we're going to repeat it in about 10, 12 minutes. And I'm going to repeat a couple numbers for you also. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. Body, mind, spirit, healthy aging. And Christina Gigas is our guest. She is just wonderful. Does so many things on hypnotherapy, quantum healing, past lives. And you brought up a great subject on reincarnation. That is super. I would like to talk more as we wind down. We got to go a little short here, but I want to get a couple subjects in. Ancient ways of all the healers. But before that, I also want to talk about past life regression and some stories about how people, let's do that right now, how people can connect with their loved ones that have departed. Please.
Oh, okay. Connect with a departed loved one. I started doing that for grief release because, as we know, sometimes we lose someone, whether suddenly or we know it's a prolonged illness and we know, but it's still very hurtful. It's still painful. It leaves us feeling empty, angry, abandoned, guilty, devastated, you know. There was something we could have done or something, especially if it was sudden, like an accident or a stroke or a heart attack or violence. And we keep asking why. Why did this have to happen? Why did they have to die so young? I wish I had a chance to say goodbye. I wish I could tell them that I just got engaged. All kinds of different things. And, you know, these questions and these thoughts are endless, and they have no logical explanation. And even though our departed one has departed the physical, they're gone from the physical, the soul is eternal. Mm-hmm. And our souls are connected to the source. So while in hypnosis, we can easily connect with their soul, and we can communicate. And we can let go of all of those questions of why and what if I could have done, because the soul is at peace. The soul is no longer in pain.
Right.
and they are always near.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when we communicate with them, we find out that it was their time to go, and that if something had prevented them from crossing over at that time, something else would have happened within the next few days to take their physical life. It's just the way it is. And that alone brings so much relief to people, just to know that there was really nothing anyone could have done to prevent that. Nobody dies before their time. There is that time. We come here to learn certain things, and once our lessons are completed, then it's time to return, and we can rest. It's like taking summer vacation from school. We go to school, we learn our lessons, then we take summer vacation, come back again the following year. And so we just need to learn to love one another.
Right.
So once we know that the soul is free of pain, illness, and bondage, people start to feel so much better, so much better. They're able to release any anger or self-pity or guilt or feelings of abandonment or loneliness. And, you know, they can start accepting and healing and bringing closure. And, of course, sometimes people are really concerned, like one woman that I worked with, that her children were not going to know their grandfather. Well, in communicating with her father, she found out that her children will know their grandfather through her, because she will tell them about him. He lives on forever. They live on in our memory, and we speak about them. I know my grandparents through my mother. She talked about her father mostly, but her mother as well. I never met them, but I know them well through her. And, you know, their memory, what they did, what they gave to us, what they gave to the world, that lives on forever. That doesn't die. Only the physical body dies.
Right. That's beautiful. All right, we're winding down, so we got a couple more quick questions.
I'll
not only contact information slowly again, but we'll have time for a minute or two of last-minute thoughts. But here's two questions for you. One, now you did cover the past life, the loved ones, I think. If you have more to say on that, you can say it at the end or now. Also, I wanted to ask you briefly about some of the great cultures. My background in here in the Americas, we have the Mayans who did a lot of brain surgery. They put together the Mayan calendar. They studied the stars. They were into so many advanced things that even today people don't do and don't know about. This was well over 1,300 years ago. And there's the Greeks. Your heritage is Greece, I believe. And there's the Romans.
Yes.
There's the Egyptians. Briefly, talk about thousands of years ago, what people were doing, all these groups I just mentioned, some of the great, great things that they were doing in the kind of work that you do, for example.
Well, in the medical field, they had sleep temples for people to release, and this was a form of healing, to release whatever evil was going on at that time. And also in sleep temples, they would pray over the individual. They would lay hands over the individual. So this was a form of energy healing. Sometimes prior to, they would ask the individual to have a dream, and while they were sleeping, they might chant and evoke this type of a dream to let them know what's going on, to release evil spirits, whatever was causing their disease, their medical issue. And the medical issue, I don't mean just a physical type, but it could have also been emotional. So that's what they were doing years and years ago, both the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Jews, in many cultures. They also, you know, they worked with math. But as far as the healing goes, this is, you know, where it was at. And, of course, we know that Plato has a lot that he talks about with medicine and healing. And in one of his plays, where he was talking to Socrates, Socrates proves to him that there is a previous life, because he asks one of the servants, a child, a seven-year-old child, to come, and he asks him certain questions, and the child is able to answer. Now, in those days, the servants were not educated. And so he turns to Plato and he says, well, then where did he get all this knowledge? It comes from a previous life. So there was a lot that was done in ancient times in Greece, having to do with previous lives and having to do with healing.
Wow, that is super. What great. You know, what I'm going to do, Christina, because you're just a wealth of so much all-around information. And by the way, that's what we try to do in this show, just about every touch. We haven't done enough on hypnotherapy, so thanks to you, we are doing it. In fact,
great. I'm so pleased to let people know about how powerful hypnotherapy really is.
I agree, and also I'm going to do make a CD out of this particular show, because I do a lot of meetings. I run the Gary Null Health Support Group. We now call it the Gary Null Empowerment Group here in Southern California. I go different places. By the way, Pasadena, I may be going there in the next few months. We always go to West L.A. We go to downtown L.A. I've been to Orange County, to the Valley. We've been everywhere in Southern Cal. And this show is all about everything, by the way, listeners. This isn't just a Southern California show. Earth Week is coming up soon, Earth Day, Earth Month, and in April, and we're going to have people from all around the country and on all kinds of issues. But let's finish up with what we're doing here. Two things left, contact information and final thoughts. Go right ahead with as much as you can on that. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes total. Go right ahead.
Okay. All righty. If you'd like to contact me, anyone who wants to find out more about hypnosis or hypnotherapy, how it can help them, they can call me at 949-436-2148. I offer a free 30-minute consultation. They can also visit my page at www.hypnosishypnosis.com. And they can see the videos that I referred on past life regression, one on connect with a departed loved one. There are lots of articles that they can read. And just know that you can heal yourself. The Quantum Healing Center is in Irvine. The webpage is Quantum Healing Center, spelled Quantumhealingcenter.com. And there are many videos on that page of people in the field, prominent doctors in the field of quantum healing, talking about it, so you get more information on that.
Super. All right, you've got 2 minutes for final thoughts.
Well, my final thoughts are that quantum healing and hypnotherapy being a part of it is a very, very powerful way to heal. A very easy, a very quick, drug-free, pain-free way to eliminate disease, be it mental, emotional, physical, or psychological.
Wonderful. I want to say this quickly and get your comment quickly as we're winding down. I told you the story that over 30 years ago, I was so stressed because I was young, very young, but I was doing so much work, making money and helping people with health. Also, I was a consultant for business and for making money. I was a film producer. I was walking around doing 5-6 things as I am today. But back then, I didn't know how to control the stress because I was so young and so full of energy. I still am now, but I controlled it a little better. I've learned. But I went to a therapist, was considered one of the best, And I sat there for 1 hour. He put it on a cassette tape. Back then they had cassette tapes, we all know. And it was wonderful. I went in there so stressed because I was working 7 days a week around the clock, not sleeping well, stressed, and I was a mess. I had a friend drive me there. I came out of there relaxed and soothed, and I felt so better. I kept reading that, you need to read this 21 days in a row, I think it is. I'll let you mention that briefly, but I recommend to people, call this woman, Christina. She is wonderful. She can help you. Go ahead, and your thought on that and what
you
just said.
Yes, it takes 21 days for the subconscious mind to make a change permanent. So we do use CDs, MP3s, for people to listen to every day, and they don't have to take time out from their day to do that. They can put it on when they're going to go to sleep and allow their subconscious mind to listen to it while they're sleeping. And everyone who has an IQ over 70 can go into hypnosis. Below 70, depending, it can be difficult. But anyone with an IQ over 70 can very easily go into hypnosis. We go in and out of hypnosis all day long. We just don't even know it. And we do it even by when we're surfing the web looking for something in particular, and an hour has gone by and we didn't realize it, we were in hypnosis. It's focused concentration, and it doesn't feel any different than you feel during the time. You're just oblivious to things going on around you because you're so focused.
Wonderful. I'm encouraging listeners to call her, look at her web pages. She's got videos up, and she's willing to give you a 30-minute free consultation. One last time with that phone number slowly, please, Christina.
949-436. 2148.
Great. Thank you so much. You are just a gem. You're so much information. This was even better than I thought. I knew it would be a great show, but it was super. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And
thanks.
Listeners,
And listeners, and they should have a wonderful day also. Thank you.
Absolutely. We always do because we listen to Progressive Radio Network. Thank you. And we listen to people like you.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
Great.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful, wonderful show. I'm just amazed because past life regression, departed loved ones, hypnotherapy, quantum healing. You can hear this show again on the archives. I'm going to give a quick announcement about the archives on your web, on your internet, on your phone, if you have the phone that can reach the internet. And here's what you do. Go to progressiveradionetwork.com or go to prn.fm. That's PRN stands for Progressive Radio Network. FM as in Frank and Mary, not the radio call letters. So PRN.FM or Progressive Radio Network. Then you go into shows, SHOWS, not archives. Then you go from there to the, look for the name, Let's Create a Better World. That's the show you're listening to. Then you go to the date of this show, which would be today, March the, let's see, I'm taping this 2 days ahead of time, so it would be the 19th, March the 19th, 2016. And then you can hear this show once again, tell your friends about it, listen to it carefully, take notes, listen to it again. This is one of the best shows we've ever had, and I am just overjoyed over the last 7, 8, 9 weeks. We've had some of the best guests ever. So go to the archives, look over some of the past shows we've had, because we've had no problems with the station being blacking us out, knocking us out, or another show going on during our time spell, because of many reasons, especially the fact that our whole system was crashed and hacked by people that don't like our hearing the truth of what we talk about. All right, want to tell you briefly, I've only got 2 minutes to finish, about the next few weeks. Next week, Saturday the 26th, you can hear at 2 p.m. Eastern time on this show, on this station, or on your phone. I'm going to give you the phone number, tell your friends, listen to that show. So get your pen ready again. Ellie Lax runs the Gentle Barn. We're going to talk about animals, how she heals them, how we turn it into love. We're going to talk about love as a solution for the world problems. We're going to talk about the problems of the world. She's got great information on that, and our show does too. So that's going to be a great show. The week after, Sonja Grace will be on to talk about predictions of what's going to happen. We've heard people say everything's going to go bad, crashing of the world, the economy, disasters, etc. Well, we have a different take on it. She and I are going to talk about how it's going to be the other way around. It will be bad for a while, but then it's going to get good. We're going to have a more peaceful world. It's not going to be easy, and it's just hard to see and imagine, but we're going to talk about that. All right, so let me give thanks. And by the way, in April, it's going to be Earth Day. We talk climate change, global warming. We continue to talk about genetically engineered foods and wireless radiation. So we'll have lots for you. We're going to really get into love and how we can make this a better world. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to Gary Null for having this station, all the work he does, to Jason, who's going to be on our show sometime in April, hopefully, to talk about social media, to talk about the Progressive Radio Network, talk about online radio, online work, period. That's Jason. Also, Jesse, our engineer, thank you. Our staff here in Los Angeles, Stuart, great job, Stuart. You're wonderful again. You do so much. I can't thank you enough. To Stefan, who is our Stefan Rudolph, who is our co-host of this show and does a lot of work in the background. He is wonderful. Lydia, who does so much work also researching, getting guests, helping me get the guests and information on the guests. Thank you to Christina Geikas, our guest today, on so many wonderful subjects of past lives and therapy. Thank you, the listeners. And now hopefully we go out with our song. Let's We Are the World. Thank you.